Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Marty Lloyd. It's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. I love Mountain Brook Baptist Church. I did not grow up here, but I got here as fast as I can, and I'm glad I found my way because I have loved being a part of the ministry of this church. I have, for a long time, been on the business end of the church. I've been the church clerk, keeping the official minutes of the meetings and the conferences. But because I'm no longer working full-time, I now have the opportunity to get involved in a lot of different activities at the church, like growth groups and the Cooks on a Mission group, which I love. In this Advent devotional guide, we're journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Sunday, December 22nd, another happy Resurrection Day, and I'm reading Luke 1, verses 5 through 25 from the NIV version of the Bible. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all of the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he had stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Thank you for listening along. I am reading the devotional Age in Light, which was written by Catherine Allen of our church. And I'm reading it today on her behalf, which is an honor for me. Another honor is that Catherine Allen was my childhood Sunday school teacher at Ruhama when we were in the same church together, and now we have come back around to be in the same church congregation together, and it's a blessing. age and light. Zechariah and Elizabeth were stricken with old age when God brought delight to their dim hopes. Both were descended from priestly families. They had lived righteously, blamelessly, according to God's commandments. Yet they had no child. It was a catastrophe for them. And there was another matter of regret. Zechariah had never yet been chosen to approach the holiest place of the temple. Then came the day when his segment of priest had a turn for special service. By lot, like by the flip of a coin, the old gentleman got his chance at the holiest job in the rule book. On a day when multitudes were gathered at the temple grounds for prayer, Zechariah carefully took a ladle of incense into the room of burning incense just outside the Holy of Holies. Precious ingredients, including frankincense, were to be burned on the altar of incense. Zechariah cautiously approached the gold-clad altar room, alone except for one assistant. Darkness surrounded him for a moment, and then blazing light. Other than the altar table, the golden room was furnished only with a huge 7-branch lampstand. It was solid gold, crafted according to God's directives. A lamp set on each branch, and each lamp had multiple flames. Even the aged eyes of the old priest could see that dazzling light right through the haze of the smoking frankincense. Suddenly he saw a man standing on the right side of the altar. "Fear not," said the intruder. "Your prayer is heard, and your wife's. You will have a son. You shall name him John. He shall turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord." As elderly people often do, Zechariah questioned the visitor. "How can it be? We are stricken with old age." The visitor then introduced himself as Gabriel, who stands in the presence of the Lord, who sent me to you with God's message. As punishment for his sassy disbelief, Zechariah was stricken by silence. His discussion with Gabriel kept him in the temple far over time, so that the people outside were alarmed that maybe the old guy had fallen dead in there. When he emerged from the bright haze of the incense room, he could hardly explain by signs. He would not be able to speak until his son John came to light to fulfill the prophecy. That would be at least 9 months of keeping his mouth shut. Anyway, who would believe that Gabriel came from God to him? He silently returned home, and it all came to pass, just as the angel Gabriel had said. As Christians celebrate Christmas, we also see 8-branch menorahs burned by Jewish people in celebration of Hanukkah. A forerunner 7-branch lampstand once burned to light the way to the birth of Jesus. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for the bright light of your word leading us this Advent season. And may we be especially open to your messages and your miracles as we celebrate the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.